have a special guest joining us in studio, obviously part of the Fox family here, and also the 2017 Montreal Comedy Festival is hosted by Tommy Little, and it airs tonight at 9 p.m. on 10, Viv.
Oh, so good to have you in the studio, Tommy.
Hey, guys, it is so nice to be here. Yeah. It is so nice to be here. I have to say, you're far too nice to your listeners. Rachel sounded like a lovely lady. She just called in for Alpha Bucks, just gave it her best. Something starting with G, website, long pause, goldfish. and the whole of Melbourne, one of the greatest cities in the world, thought, you absolute numpty. And you guys went, oh no, that was a good attempt. Thanks, Rachel. And I was thinking, Rachel, how did you pick up the phone and dial the numbers in the correct order to even get through to play the competition?
The pressure, Tommy, you're under in that moment. It's absolutely understandable.
Is it absolutely understandable?
Yes.
First of all, it's an animal, not a website.
Now, Tommy.
I had to use Google to find a stupider answer, and I couldn't.
But you used to do breakfast radio, but now you do drive. We've got a different listenership. You're getting all the guys coming home; they're wrapped because they're driving home.
Yeah.
We're driving people to work. They don't want to go to work, so we've got to make them happy. We've got to make them feel like they're important.
Bev, also, don't get me wrong, Rachel herself. She's not the issue. She's probably great, but that was a brain fade.
She said great
is one of her answers. That was a brain fade like I've never heard. And you guys, you're so delirious from being up so early that you're all just like, well done. You guys are basically handing out certificates of participation to everybody that is playing the game.
Do you know what? No, Tommy, fair feedback. And maybe we are too generous and maybe we're too polite and maybe we like people too much.
Yeah.
But having taken this on board, what I think is only fair, and I'm doing this on behalf of Rachie from Craigieburn because she deserves this.
I see what's about to happen.
So do we. And we're about to enjoy it.
And I'm nervous. and suddenly the shoe is on the other foot.
I've got my jingle ready.
And just to point out, this is all on behalf of Rachel from Craigieburn. Let's see what this big boy can do.
Can we call this version? Are you smarter than an idiot?
No, we do that at about 6:15 when people play me.
Okay, now you'd want to be good, Tommy.
I'm not going to be. And Rachel, feel free, if you want to call back and absolutely rinse me out of this, you're more than welcome. Although I think by this point, you might have switched stations.
Get the clock ready, Byron, because here we go. Tommy Little. Yep. He's got 30 seconds. Yep. Now, every answer from these 10 topics, Tommy, must begin with the letter P.
P.
That's P for please forgive me, Rachel, if I am really bad at this.
Hey, you might win 10 grand, bro.
Oh, gosh. I don't think that's contractually allowed, but let's go for it.
Okay, Tommy Little, taking on Alpha Bucks. Question one. Name a child's name.
Polly.
A country.
Polynesia.
Something you can recycle.
Plastic.
An animal.
Platypus.
A four-letter word.
Poo-poor.
A summer fruit.
Papaya.
Something you'd find at the dinner table.
Plate.
Something you'd wear.
Pants.
A colour.
Pink.
Something related to Disneyland.
Playtime.
Well, it's an answer.
Pleasure.
No, your first answer, we must take.
There we go. He's got in well before the 30. I guess the next question is how has he gone in terms of the answers?
He got seven. I don't think.
Seven? How many questions?
Well, you said four letter word poo.
I said poor.
No, you said poo first. You take your first answer.
No, you didn't let me finish. I said poo or. Mate, I've got a slight speech impediment and now you're making fun of it.
And I don't think Polynesia is a country.
It's more a region.
It's a region. Okay. Yeah. But so what did I get?
Seven. So that's $350.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. What did Rachel get?
Four.
Yeah, okay.
Point made.
So I guess my point is, Rachel, if you're listening, you're a great person and you're beautiful and feel free to call this show at any time. But when me and Carrie are on, don't pick up the phone.
Unbelievable. Now, as if he hasn't done enough damage, Tommy Little is going to hang around because he's just offended one of our listeners. He's now going to pick us up on our music policy here at the Fox after this.
You know what? I've got a...
I've got a problem with just one of the songs we're playing, and there's nothing that scares management more than when they always say, don't question, don't say there's anything wrong with the station. Well, I've got an issue, and I can tell the pinheads here at Network are already walking down the aisle towards the studio, going, oh, this is great. He's just told a listener to bugger off, and now he's got an issue with the music. This will be fun. Stick around and just listen to me do my last day ever on air.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Our good mate, Fox FM's Tommy Little. Tonight, the 2017 Montreal Comedy Festival is hosted by Tommy. 9 p.m. on 10, right after I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, right after I'm a Celeb. And if you don't know about the Montreal Comedy Festival, it's basically the Olympics of comedy. It's the best of the best comedians from around the world.
Do they give medals out?
Hey?
Do they give medals?
They don't give medals out, no. I don't know if you know the budgets that comedians are on, but they would hock those medals at the closest porn store. But Carl Barron, first time back at the festival in 15 years, Australian stuff. As you know, one of our country's favourite. But guys, I do have an issue that I want to bring up. That the pinheads at Network are not going to be happy with me.
You said that. You said pinheads.
Well, you say pinheads. We say esteemed bosses. I mean,
yeah, but
potatoes, potatoes.
But either we're talking to different people, or you guys are being too nice again.
I don't even know who they are. Half the people.
Yeah, you walk straight out, don't you? You know what I love? You know what I love about listening to your guys' show in the morning? It's the key rattle. At 5 to 9. And I go, well, Fev's picked up his car keys. He's halfway.
Out of here.
Poor Fief. Sometimes she does the last break by herself. She's filling.
Mate, I've always got a date with a couch, mate.
Now, there's a pink banger that we are playing at the moment. I believe you've got a bit of a hook of the song for us, Byron. If you wouldn't mind just... It's this, right?
Yeah.
This is one of her biggest hits.
All right. Great tune.
I love that. It's my favourite Pink song.
Yeah, nothing wrong so far. That's not my issue.
Okay,
right?
Good.
Now our gorgeous anchor, Buzz, he had to announce this song for the first time this year since I've been back on air.
Right.
And he announced it. Now, the fault is not his. The fault is with the music department here at this great network that we work at.
Have a listen.
I'm happy to name names if you want. But have a listen and see if you can spot the problem.
Oh, there's a problem
right
there.
The problem so far is me. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Pink's Blow Me One Last Kiss. It is carrying Tommy right across the country.
Sorry, Buzz?
The song is called Blow Me, and then in brackets, One Last Kiss. That's the album track.
You've got to work on that.
Hey, that's your mind playing tricks on you, not mine.
No. That's a pause where you shouldn't have put a pause. I think it's an unfair position to put a man in to say, hey, there's a song called Blow Me, and you're just going to say, hey, that was Pink, Blow Me. Do you guys not see a problem? Okay, everybody's looking nervous. everybody, Fief, you're looking.
All the kiddies in the car just.
But this is my thing as well. That's the name of the song. I'm just saying, take the brackets out. And read it as one sentence.
Okay, I'm going to defend the music department just for the sake of it. Yeah, Dan does an incredible
job. Great, tremendous job.
Great job.
Well, he's lousy with brackets.
And I think Buzz is one of my favourite people at this radio station. But
you're having a crack at Buzz.
I'm going to have to come for Buzz because it's Blow Me One Last Kiss. That's the way we all say the song. I don't know anyone who's pausing after the Blow Me.
He showed me.
Wow.
Sorry, what?
Tommy, you started this.
Fev's using straight onto a cigarette. he showed me the piece of paper and it had. In fairness to him,
yes.
It had brackets.
But in fairness to Dan Hill, the music director, as a radio announcer, no, not to pause after Blow Me.
Stop saying it like that.
You keep saying it like that because it's the name of the song that we've been given to play many times.
And Tommy, in Pink's words,
yes,
it might be it for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, in Pink's words, blow me out.
What words are they? She says that in the song.
Does she?
It might be it for you.
No, she doesn't. I know that song back to front. Yeah. I've never heard those.
Play it again.
I want to hear what he's hearing that I...
Oh,
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway, I'm going to have a dart.
See if Fairby's out.
I believe that might be a Freudian slip where he goes, I think it might be it for you, and then really realises, oh, no, it's all of us.
He's just tackled Tommy. The 2017 Montreal Comedy Festival, hosted by Tommy Little, airs tonight, 9 p.m. on 10. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Love you all.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron. It's Bernard Tomic here, all the way from the African jungle. Wish me luck and I'll see you when I get out.
Good luck.
Look, everybody knows now Bernard is out of the jungle. He obviously wanted to see us sooner than we expected him to come back. Really controversial, blew up socials last night. Everyone's got an opinion. And I must say, my first reaction when I heard it, and we were laughing about it yesterday, I was thinking, oh, come on, like you've gone in, you know, give it a bit longer. You're doing it for charities. So I went into watching last night's episode thinking, oh, it's a bit soft. And I don't follow the tennis closely. I've not followed Bernard's career. I've only ever read all the headlines and all the drama. So part of me thought it's a tanty from a sportsman. But I watched it. And when I watched, he had a chat with Jackie Gillies earlier. Mm. And Jackie was crying. This is in the camp. They had a private chat. And he was explaining where he was at mentally and psychologically and how he was feeling. And then he went on to have his chat with Julia and Chris when he was on his exit interview. And, I mean, nobody might agree with me on this, but I actually like him. And I felt for him. And he's made a mistake. And he said that. He said, I shouldn't have come in. Shouldn't have come in.
Yeah.
Now, I know there were people going, oh, come on, commit, do it. There's other people in there doing it. You're doing it for a charity. But you don't know until you've had your own mental issues what you're capable of and what's your limit. And that guy, for whatever, love him or hate him, he'd reached his limit and he wanted out. And Fev, you have been in there. So you can speak with great authority about what that's like. How do you feel about him leaving?
Yeah, you can't really judge anyone until you walk a couple of steps in their shoes, I suppose. But, you know, Bernard's had a pretty checkered tennis career and he's, you know, given up on games and he's had a pretty tough time with his dad as being coach. And you've seen clips of when he asked his dad to leave the tennis game because he was putting him off. But I think the fact that he went in there, he wanted to find himself.
Yeah.
And I reckon people go, oh, he was only in there for 3 days. But those 3 days are very long. Like each day feels like it's about a week. And you've got a lot of time to think. You lay there. And I thought about a lot of things when I was in there. And that actually helped me become a better person. And I think with Tomic, I think he realised that he says he doesn't love tennis, but deep down, he knows that's his passion and he wanted to get out and he knows that if he stays in the jungle for a period of time, he's not going to be able to play tennis when he gets out. And I know with Courtney Hancock, who was, she's an iron woman, she won the Coolangatta Gold last year. She was in the jungle and for 2 weeks, she was the first voted out. She lost something like 7 or 8 kilos. She said, because I caught up with her afterwards, if she had stayed in there longer, she wouldn't have been able to compete because of the amount of energy and weight that she would have lost. And she got out and she was rapt that she went out. But with Bernard, I think that it's obviously a lot of underlying issues. He's depressed.
Well, when he said, Fevsy, what got me was when he said he was lying in bed all night and had nothing to distract himself with. And that is true. I think a lot of people run away from their mental health issues by going out, seeing friends, putting the TV on.
What about your phone?
He actually said that. He said, I've always got something. And
Lives
I think
the fast
lying
lane.
There in that bed, and I watched the clips of him just staring at the sky, I think he couldn't be alone with his mind. And so when I saw that, I thought, no, I get that. You need to go away and get help.
And I think the message, I don't know whether he takes many messages, and I heard Leighton Hewitt being interviewed yesterday saying that they've helped him a lot and he's got a lot of underlining issues with the Australian Tennis Federation. But I just hope that when he gets out, that he gets surrounded by people that love him and will help him, because he obviously needs help and it's...
He's going to come under fire.
He's going to come under fire, but people are quick to judge people and quick to bag people, but there's some issues. Hopefully he gets out the other side and he plays tennis and he goes on and to be a top 10 player in the world. Just he needs some people in his bunker that are going to actually tell him what he needs, and he needs to listen, because I was the same. I thought I was a hero. I didn't listen to anyone. Mm. And I was just lucky I had Alex in my corner, because if I didn't have her, I'd be probably still in the jungle. Mm. But I was very lucky. Just hope he has the same sort. I know there's a lot of people bagging him on Twitter, but just ease up with the bagging. Let him do his thing. He shouldn't have gone in there. I don't know how he got through the...
Because you have to do a psych test.
You have to do a psych test. And it's pretty deep, the psych test you have to do. And I know people have failed it beforehand and weren't able to go in, but... he obviously passed that. He just gets out, gets back to Australia, knuckles down, and becomes a tennis player he wants. And if he doesn't want to play tennis, he's 25. Who cares? Tennis is a game. It's a sport. Do
and
something else that makes
you
happy.
You know what? It's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
To be honest, he just left a TV show.
But it is a very raw TV show, boxing.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. But I think everyone bagging him.
Yeah.
He's a TV show.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
When you call a radio station, and if you haven't done this before in your life, you wouldn't know this, but you go through a process. You would speak to phone operators who question you, find out your name, find out what you want to talk about, and then put you through to us in the studio. We've decided, forget that, come straight to us. So we have told our three producers, Leon, Casey and Tim, step away from the phones.
Get out.
Go get a coffee.
Don't intervene. People can come through and talk about whatever they want to talk about.
This is ridiculous.
Now, this might be, you may have an opinion on Bernard Tomic. You may just, you might have a shout out, something you would like to say to one of your loved ones, something beautiful you might want to propose. We don't know what you want to do.
Pump your business up.
A plug for your business. I have a feeling now we've said that's all we'll get.
Well,
but
what worries me are the personal questions aimed at people in this studio. That's what really...
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's
said that.
What worries
clearly
me.
Clearly you wouldn't ring and ask us anything too personal. But this is the other little thing you need to know. We have a magic button in the studio. It's called a dump button.
Yeah.
So Byron's going to have his finger just hovering over the top of it.
I hate this responsibility.
And that's the danger involved. We don't know what you're going to say. We don't know what's about to happen.
Okay. Give us a call. Now, keeping in mind, the phone operators aren't even going to put you on hold. So you're not talking for 2 minutes and 50 seconds. We've got a song. You can start calling now, but we're going to start answering the phones in about 2 minutes. Here we go. Live and dangerous. This might be the last time we do it. It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We have opened our phone lines, 131060, and we're about to start picking up lines that have not been filtered. They have not gone through our producers, because that's the usual process. When you call a radio station, particularly here on our show, you'll speak to Leon or the gorgeous Casey or Tim's, Scotty James's little big brother.
Guys.
You know him, he's an Olympian.
Yeah, he's very successful. Get on a mic. Leave. You're all sitting there. Go away.
I'm worried.
Well, you've got to go away. That's part of the deal. Now, Fief, just one quick admin thing,
yes,
because this is what all the producers say, because it does actually help with the quality of the show.
Okay.
Anybody calling us right now, please turn your radios down, because otherwise you hear a lot of feedback and it sounds horrible. So everybody even trying to call needs to turn their radios down now.
So anything can happen now. You can talk about any topic you would like to talk about. You can do a shout out to anyone you want to shout out to. You might have something you'd like to ask one of us in the studio. Byron is riding what we call the dump button too. So let's see what happens, guys. We've got someone on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Oh, I actually made it through. Leah.
Leah, you are live and dangerous.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Leah. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I want to give a shout out, because I tried last time, for my brother, who has just started his own shoe business. So he designs and sells them in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Feb would probably know, because I always message him on Instagram trying to get him to buy a pair.
This is lovely, Leah.
Well, that's half
come
the
on, Feb, gosh.
Well, I'll be happy to take some, Leah.
Support a local business, Feb.
I have messaged you.
Shoes. Oh, you have?
Yes, yeah, so the business is Thread and Thistle.
Oh, so I like it.
You can find it on Instagram and Facebook.
Does he do a lady shoe?
No, I bugged him for that, but he's starting off with men's only.
Good stuff.
Okay. I'll have to have a look.
Thread and Thistle. Look, we'd say that was very live, not very dangerous,
no,
but certainly
live.
No,
do you know what I like about that? Leah would never have been able to plug her brother's business if it wasn't for this segment. Okay, somebody else is on the line. Hello.
Hello, this is Michael speaking.
Michael, welcome to the show.
I'm already worried.
Michael, what can we do for you?
We were talking about the jobs earlier.
The jobs?
The bad jobs that everyone walked out.
Oh, were we?
I lasted 2 hours.
I think he's...
Oh, Bernard Tomic, are you talking about?
No, he might be joining in on another phone topic from another radio show. I don't think we did that.
We weren't actually talking about that. But, Michael, we're glad wherever you were and whatever show you were listening to, we're thrilled that you switched over.
Yeah.
Good stuff. There we go. That was Michael who's been listening to Triple J. Thank you very much.
Hello, who's that? Hello? Oh, Byron, we lost them.
Oh, we'll press
another
one.
Get someone else back.
We'll try this one.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Deb here. So I've got something exciting to tell you all.
Oh, Deb.
On the 4th of March, my partner and I are putting together this incredible workshop, all for stylists and photographers, people that actually are aspiring to do something in the creative industry. And we've got an Instagram account called Dozzle and McLean, and we're going to be putting out our ads today to get anybody that might be interested to come along and learn some creative skills that perhaps...
There we go. That's just a plug.
Deb, that sounds wonderful. I've always fancied myself as a bit of an amateur photographer. My birthday is the 5th of March.
Interesting.
So I could get involved. And Deb, you know what's wonderful about this is that ad would have cost you about $30,000 and you got it for free.
I know. Look, it's incredible.
That'd be just like me going, oh, if you want to go to a Runway Room workshop, hit up runwayroom.com.au. Alex does those.
You do that every morning.
Occurred to me, we thought our boss would be annoyed at us for doing this segment. I realise that the sales department are going to get really angry soon.
Do you want to do one more? I mean, we could go all day.
Let's go one more. Hi, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I've actually been looking for Fev's book and I can't find it anywhere to purchase.
Because it's sold out. Number one, baby.
Sounds right.
We'll leave your number. I might have one at home.
Which book is it?
Yeah, one? Tell us about the book.
In My Own Words?
In My Own Words, okay. I might have one
of them. Your biography.
Yeah, I've got three.
Can you please share whether or not they are your words? Or
yeah, they
fact,
are. They're my words.
Are yours. But what about the other guy?
Well, I spoke into a dictaphone.
Oh, and he just typed it.
And he typed it.
Oh, got it. Got
I'm
it.
Not
so they're
mate.
Actually your words
mate, yeah.
typed by
called.
Somebody who did a lot of hard work typing.
Yeah. Because it was my book, so I don't have to do the typing.
Hold the line there, right. Rachel. We'll get you a copy of Fev's book. We might
Thanks,
wrap it up this time. It wasn't
no worries,
it was dangerous.
Rach.
We got off lightly. When we bring it back next week, I don't know if we'll get it away that lightly.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
News broke last week that Festival Hall was going to turn into some apartment blocks. We all took it very much to heart because it's a Melbourne icon. We don't want to see it go. Fev, you unfortunately started looking at the floor plans
yes.
and wondering if it was a good investment.
Sure.
But I said, no, come on, let's save it. It would appear that maybe Festival Hall don't want to be saved.
Right.
Which is absolutely their prerogative. It's their okay. hall. But I do not want Festival Hall to go without being celebrated as one of Melbourne's iconic premier music venues.
Sure,
so,
right.
guys, what? I've organised a little something.
Ooh.
Press the play button, Byron.
This was not approved.
For over 100 years, a Melbourne icon played by the likes of Frank Sinatra, Kanye West, Lord and The Beatles. Festival Hall is closing down. Say goodbye. But not without a bang.
What are you doing?
We, Fifi, Fev and Byron, are going to put on the party to end all parties for Festival Hall.
What date?
Don't have a date yet. It's called Festival Hall's Curtain Call.
Have you spoken to
Do we have any of those performers?
Picture this. Working on it. Frank Sinatra will be difficult and a lot of the Beatles can't make it. But... this is the thing. Ready? I am not letting this wonderful venue leave Melbourne without the party to end all parties, the concert to end all concerts.
What artists have you spoken?
And I am proposing to get the biggest artists from around Australia who have performed at Festival Hall, some international acts, and we're going to put on a massive curtain call for Festival
Hall.
Have
you made a single phone call?
Look, I won't lie. Festival Hall haven't been returning calls.
Well, what are you
I'll
doing?
I'll work on that.
Will they return my calls?
I will, absolutely. Yeah, because you're asking about how much to invest in an apartment.
Because I've got a few mates and we've got a little WhatsApp page going at the moment. It's called Festival Hall. And I've got a few buyers that are interested in purchasing.
Okay, can you take your mind off real estate for 1 second and appreciate what I'm trying to
Look,
do
Look, don't get
here.
Us wrong. It is well located at Southern Cross Station.
Right, it's a
to
great
celebrate
spot.
The passing of one of Melbourne, Australia's most iconic venues for music, I'm going to put on a massive concert that'll have huge bands, huge performers celebrating the years, the investment that we've all put into Festival Hall. I think this is a great idea.
The music's already run out because I didn't think you'd talk that long about it.
Okay,
because you haven't confirmed anything.
Okay, but, you know, I've got naysayers and very unhelpful co-hosts in the studio.
It's embarrassing.
I'm out on a limb at the moment. I've got some finer details to tune. You know, I need to fine tune.
Like, Boxy, I'm with you, mate. I'm happy to have a final curtain call in Festival Hall.
Yes.
Just before my beautiful apartment gets built.
Okay,
no,
sure.
That's not helping me. But 131060, if anyone out there would like to help me and maybe Fev or Byron if they get involved, plan who can play. Like, who do you want me to contact? Who would you like to see performing at Festival Hall's curtain
I'll give
call?
You one.
Yep.
Australia's sweetheart.
Who?
Kylie Minogue.
Yep. Okay. No,
he's gone in high.
Absolutely, give that a
you
shot.
Got a few
I'm writing
there,
a list
there?
Here. I'm okay. writing a list. I will attempt to get Kylie. Job done. Who else do you want? Fonzie, I'll give him a shot. I grew up on the same street as John Fonzie.
Okay. Normally,
sure
this
I
Shannon Noel. He's going to be big once he gets out of the
well,
jungle.
Well, he's in the jungle. Well, depends how long he's in there for.
Normally, this stuff happens off air. Then you go on air with the announcement once you've confirmed who you've got.
Guy
no,
Sebastian.
You know what, Byron? I've got three words for you. Build it. And they will come.
That's about six.
Okay. I've got about...
Forget it.
Shantuzies?
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
Do you want your ridiculous unapproved jingle?
Yes. Festival Hall's curtain call.
For over 100 years, a Melbourne icon played by the likes of Frank Sinatra, Kanye West, Lord and The Beatles. Festival Hall is closing down. But not without a bang.
What are you doing?
That's right, we're celebrating Festival Hall before it leaves our fair city by getting together some of the biggest names of rock music, pop music, around the country, around the world.
All to be confirmed.
Realising now that Kanye's played there, I'm going to send Kim a tweet today, see if he's up for it.
It's easy to say people's names, Fief. You're very good at that. It's the bit where you've got to get them to sign a contract to perform.
Yeah, but you know, I just said this to you, Byron, and I believe this. Build it and they will come. I certainly don't have Festival Hall's buying at the moment. I don't even have a date for this massive party.
Why don't you just text Kanye? Why do you have to go to Kim?
I can't text him. I can certainly tweet him. I'll tweet Kanye later. You know what? I'll get in a tweeting fest. Watch. And I'm going to play that game that people play in the dating game. A lot of guys do this average thing.
Mm-hmm.
You hit on 100 chicks, and if you get one, well done.
Okay.
I'm going to just slam tweets out to musicians around the world, and you never know.
You don't reckon that might come across as a bit desperate?
Okay, I might rework that. I've got lots of meetings to have before I make this happen, but I have said 131060. Who would you like to perform at Festival Hall's curtain call? Katrina's on the line from Caroline Springs. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Katrina. Are you excited about this big concert that I'm putting on?
I'm very excited. Beast, I reckon that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. This is the kind of support I need.
This is the good
Great
Who
idea,
would you
yeah.
like me to approach, Katrina?
Well, I just heard you guys play that mashup, and it made me really miss the presets. So I think you could give them a go. I don't think they're doing much these days.
Hot live
they
act.
They would be so in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Often touring internationally. Don't know that they'll be in town.
Let's consider that. It's okay. done. Katrina presets at the final curtain call for Festival Hall. Megan in Mill Park. Hi, Megan.
Hey, guys.
Megan, who would you like at Festival Hall's curtain call?
I need you guys to get Nat Bass and the Rogue Traders.
She's a friend of the show.
She's a personal friend of ours, Nat Bass. We will lock her in.
Locked her in.
I've already locked her in. I'll send her a text in a minute. But love it. Great. This is it. See, I love the community. We're building this concert together. You know, I like this sort of support.
Now,
that
I know
we're
what's coming up, Boxy.
What?
Good luck.
Okay. Natalie in Bacchus Marsh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nat. Nat, are you excited about the little concert I've put on for you?
I'm so excited. I really hope I get an invite.
Of course you are. Oh, no, this is open ticket for anyone
well,
to
Well, again,
attend.
Be careful. It's a limited venue. Don't
you never know when it is.
You have no experience running concerts.
You never. I've seen, you know, other people. Gadinski does it quite well.
We'll get him to do it.
Fifi Gadinski over here.
Nat, who would you like me to book in to Festival Hall's curtain call?
Well, I heard that Ed is going to be in town around the same time you're organising this.
Oh,
Maguire.
So
No.
A little bit of Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is perfect. And you know what? Boxy, he'll have played there. I'm just trying to think. Boxy, he's definitely played there.
When Ed Sheeran came to town, we couldn't even go watch him at the Rocks.
Well, I know. For some reason, the radio station deem it appropriate for us to attend his concert. I think we've dealt with those.
We didn't get a Hanging Rock invite. He's not going to play Festival Hall for us.
I know. Well, you know what? Maybe he needs to make that up to us by doing his concert. Tanya in Croydon. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Tanya. Who would you like at this incredible extravaganza, Festival Hall's curtain call? Who would you like me to book in?
Kylie Minogue.
Okay.
She's been there in the 80s or the 90s.
She would have, absolutely, Kylie would have played there.
I think she played there in 86.
Fev just said this too before, Tanya, and you know what? And the only thing I will do, and I will try and pull some strings, I will definitely call Kylie today or tomorrow.
Definitely?
100%.
Do you promise?
I promise. In fact, I will get Kylie on the radio show tomorrow.
Well, you didn't sound confident when you said that.
No. Okay. Yeah. I promise Kylie Minogue will be on the radio show tomorrow.
That's better.
If Kylie Minogue is not on our radio show tomorrow, I will run naked down Bourke Street. Maybe. Sort of. When I say naked,
Kylie, like, if you're listening, please come on. Please come on tomorrow. Please come on tomorrow.
Stay tuned. Cool.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Tomorrow, Fifi Box is going to run down Bourke Street Mall naked. So there you have it here, folks. 101.9.
Can I just clarify? Like,
No.
But
you said
I might not be able to get her in the studio because I don't think she's in the country.
Well, even a phone call's
fine.
That's
okay,
fine.
Let me leave it with me.
Okay, Fifi, Fev and Byron, you better get her. And that's tomorrow.
And I'll get her plane at the Festival Hall final.
Your show that hasn't been confirmed that you've just gone public with. Anyway, everyone who joins in on our show, by the way, right through the week on 13 1060, is in the running for $10,000. It's our MKR Jaffle Raffle, or building to the explosive clash. My Kitchen Rules tonight, 7:30 on 7. So any caller is in the running to bite into a Jaffle that could earn you $10,000. So always feel free to join in.
Mm-hmm, Jaffle. Anyway, what would you call about Jaffles when I'm really hungry?
Weigh-in day.
I've got a weigh-in day today. Oh, Rita's going to be listening. Jenny, going, I hope he's lost some weight.
Jenny Craig required a weekly weigh-in from Fev.
Oh, I don't know if I can do this anymore. No, Dad Judy's yesterday, guys. Took the girls to Southland, and most Victorian schools went back yesterday. Everyone went back to school. Some kids first day of school. My kids go back today. They're probably in the car now getting dropped off. And as good parents, we hadn't got any shoes yet.
Gee, yeah, isn't that the... You've picked panic day. Like, that would be a day where everybody would be at the shops trying to get shoes.
I couldn't believe it. Seriously. I just thought, we'll leave it to the last minute because everyone else is prepared.
We'll have done it.
Literally every shop was full of kids and mums and dads trying to buy school shoes. So we went in and went into Betts, which is a nice little shoe shop, and Lulu's like, nah, don't want them. Wow. Lenny's like, oh, yeah, I'll take them. Does not care. The difference between the two kids, like Mia is, you know, she's a bit older, but
she's 18 now. She's 18. She's an adult.
So she can buy her own shoes. So the two little ones, and they're so different. So different in the way they are. Lulu, I put on Instagram, she's got her little handbag and
I know, all dressed I saw up like her. A little so woman. Sophisticated.
Yes.
In grade three.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
With a JoJo bow on.
She's the younger of the two by a couple of years.
Yeah, well, Lulu's 8 and Lenny's turning 12 in July. Anyway, we've picked out these shoes for Lenny, and she's like, yeah, because she wants like a runner. She doesn't want the actual school shoe. She wants to be comfortable.
Yeah, and to be able to run around the playground.
Run around the playground. I don't know if she does much running, but run around the playground. No, not in her size. Lulu, these are perfect for you. Nah, don't want them. Okay. Walked into Target. They're good shoes there. They're cheap. Nice place, Target. Can't wear them. They're Target. Sorry, what? Okay. I said the Target sign is in the shoe. Like, you're not going to see them.
No, they're Target. Can we just say on behalf of the radio station that Lulu's opinions do not reflect the opinions of us? We love
Target
Betts.
Have great
we love
stuff.
Target.
No, I've said that.
We love all of them.
I stated that already. You don't need to go over it, Byron. Stay in your lane. And then we went into Big W. Cheap shoes, $15. These black, all black runners. Lenny goes, perfect. Dad, I want them. I go, $15? Winning. So I brought them. Lulu, tantrum. I want Clark's.
Didn't want them.
I want Clark's shoes. And I'm like, well, what's with the Clark's
shoes?
Clark's
are very good. Clark's are very, very good.
And went into Clark, didn't have her size. Cool. So we get home and I didn't have any shoes. She goes, I'll just wear last year's ones. And I go, she goes, they're still fit and they're Clark's. They're Clark's.
That's
the
so
difference between the
funny.
Two.
At eight.
At eight.
You're in for a world of trouble
world
when she's
of
a
her.
Teenager.
Linda, 15 $15 from Big W. Bang!
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
Television is out of control at the moment. There's so much good stuff going on. We've talked about I'm a Celebrity already today. My Kitchen Rules. I've had to record a few episodes. I've got to catch up. Married at First Sight on Channel 9. Now, the last night. The trouble with this is, for me, is that blind dates really rarely work out. Mm. And let alone a blind wedding, let's be honest. But what happened last night between Joe and Sean is a blind date disaster, because it's when one person just is beside themselves and the other person is less than pleased. So let's just hear the reactions. This was Joe, bubbly Joe, very excited, and Sean,
she's up and about,
not so interested.
My expectations have been met and then some. To infinity and beyond, totally.
Bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. Yeah, winning, jackpot, you won Lotto, definitely.
Well, I don't think there was, like, there's not, like, you know, a massive spark straight away, but I'm sure that she's probably feeling the exact same way.
Sean and Joe sitting in a tree.
Oh, Joe, I just feel for her. I have been there. I have done that. I'll never forget, a girlfriend of mine said that I would be perfect with her brother. And I remember getting a little scene where she set me up on a blind date with him. And it was at Riva down in St Kilda. Oh. And I was sitting there, and we met in the afternoon for a drink. And then it turns into the restaurant at night. So I got a couple of my girlfriends to sit at the restaurant. And I'm still on this date that was going for hours. And I was looking it over them, you know, doing the thumbs up. Anyway, he ended up leaving. And I walked over at the end going, girls, oh, wow, that is, we are soulmates. Like, it was like he just couldn't get enough of me. I couldn't get enough of him. I was so excited. Told his sister, rang her, thanks for sending me out with your brother. Looking forward to Christmas, you know, looking, you know, in-laws.
Whoa,
doing all this.
Christmas.
Oh, I was so
No wonder
so
he said
convinced.
He was going to the toilet and never come back.
Well, Fev, he may as well have never heard from him again. And I remember that feeling of, that kills when you think it's on. But see, the problem with blind dates, and it's not, the problem with blind dates is, and I think in the world of Tinder and online dating now, because you put your best foot forward in the initial bit. So even if it's a friend sending
you're all
you
in.
Up, yeah, but a friend will tell you, I'm setting you up on a date with this girl or this guy. They're amazing. They're this, they're that. So your expectations are so high. And even if you've seen a Tinder profile pic and you're like, whoa, but never forget, you haven't seen everything.
Right.
You've seen a headshot. Mm. You may not necessarily know what you're going to get because you've built it up in your head.
A lot of filters.
A lot.
What do you say?
Huh? Wow. Sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying Dean sounded horrified, but he was less than impressed.
I know. Well, I actually watched his boxy, and Joe was she was bubbly. She was up and
she's
about.
She's gorgeous. I can
very
see
talkative.
The photo
she actually
of her
did a,
here.
She actually did a speech. She did a speech.
Oh my God!
And he didn't do one. And he sat there.
Oh.
And it was the most awkward TV that I've ever seen. And the other two couples, they got on like a house on fire. Poor Dino. And I think the crunch was the breaking point. The straw that broke the camel's back was when she said she was a Port Adelaide supporter and he's an Adelaide supporter.
Oh, that's
and his face just dropped. Like, it literally did. It was so awkward to watch. And poor Joe, like, that's not going
to
work.
He's mortified, horrified. 13 10 60, I would love to hear from anyone who has gone on a blind date and been horrified. Nuts.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We've been talking about Married at First Sight last night. Poor Joe, she was so excited. There she was, married to Sean, and he exceeded all her expectations. But Sean, not as impressed. And it's always a shame. You know, you ideally on a blind date, both are feeling the same thing, both not into it or both into it. Uh-huh. Sometimes you can be like, oh, this is so bad. How am I going to get out of this? And we've asked you to call in with your stories. Now, Tani in Mill Park. Hi, Tani.
Hi.
Tani, have you had a horrifying experience on a blind date?
Yes, I have. It was horrible.
What happened?
So I met this guy on Tinder, and when we were talking, everything seemed really good. He was, like, attractive. And then he picked me up to go out for dinner, and, like, as soon as I got in the car, I just knew, like, he wasn't anything that he, like, you know, portrayed himself to be. He had a list. He worked in real estate, but he...
Fine.
Sorry?
So continue.
He had a list. He worked in real estate, but he everything was about him. Like, he asked me no questions about myself. He was, you know, all about living at home with his mum and how women had to do everything and, like, you know, cook clean. He was rude to the waiters. He would, like, click his fingers for the waiters to come.
Tani, it's very hard when you're chatting over Tinder with emojis and then you sit in a car and you have to talk.
That's right.
Very different.
Horrible experience.
And how did it end?
I was messaging my friend, like, the whole way through, and I had to get her to say, oh, you have to come home, something's happened. So he had to drive me home, but it was just really awkward because I think he knew as well that I just wasn't interested.
Yeah.
And then he'd messaged me a few days later and I just, like, completely ignored it and, never again.
I mean, the lisp was a positive, really. Yeah, I love a lisp. I think that's really nice. Sexy and hot when someone's got a lisp. But it's the talking about yourself and clicking at waiters that would really bug me.
That's a real issue, yeah.
Robin Taylor's Hill. Hi, Rob.
How you going?
Hey, Rob, you sound like you might have had a horrifying blind date.
I'll tell you what, I know how that poor bloke felt like last night, standing and looking at a bride for the first time. I actually met a girl on RSVP a few years back, and she looked, you know, very sensible and kind of, she looked good. And, you know, I met up with her that night, and she's walked into the restaurant, and she's got fluorescent pink cross trainers on with fluorescent orange fingernails, and I'm like, oh yeah, I knew straight away that, you know, things were going to work out, and I just kept looking at her shoes, like, for the next 2 hours, thinking, like, how can this person do that? Like, you know, she's rocked up to a nice restaurant in Runners, and then I go, what's the deal with your Runners? And she goes, oh, you know, I had a busy day of work, I didn't have time to prepare myself, and I'm like, boo-hoo, so did I went to work, and I managed to put a black pair of shoes
there
on.
There we go, just,
you know what I mean?
Not compatible based on footwear. That's, look, fair enough, Rob has his taste.
I've never known anyone to react so violently to
bit of Let's Get Physical style.
She was just doing a bit of gym beforehand.
Yeah, Rob,
I know the passion around it, Rob. That's exactly what we asked for.